Okay, so the Akedah has finished. Avram and Yitzchak are done. And the Torah tells us, Vayeshev Avram el Naharav, and Avram returns back to the helpers, the young men who helped him get to Har Moriah. And obviously we are bothered because somebody is missing from the equation. It says that Avram returned. What happened to Yitzchak? Where did Yitzchak go? So the Medrash is sensitive to this missing person. And the Medrash says, Vayitzchak heichan hu, says the Bereishis Rabbah, and Yitzchak, where is he? Rabbi Barachi b'shem Rabbanan Ditzman, Rabbi Barachi taught, Shalchu Eitzel Shem Lilmod Mimenu Torah, that Avram sent Yitzchak to the yeshiva of Shem Ve'ever to learn Torah from this Rebbe. Kach Amar Avram, Kol Shebal Yadi Eino Ela B'Shvil She'asakti B'Torah B'Mitzos, says Avram, you know, everything I accomplished is because I was able to learn Torah, and Torah gave me the strength, the ability, the insight, the foresight, or whatever it may be, to continue and to succeed. And therefore I don't want Torah to leave for my children as well. I want Yitzchak to have the same zechus, the same merits, the same ability through Limrat Torah, and therefore he either Yitzchak goes by himself, he schleps him along, and he takes him to the yeshiva of Shem Ve'ever. What's going on? Why all of a sudden now? So both Rabbi Yosef Salant and the Ber Yosef, and separately the Netziv Ne'emekdavar, tell us that the only way that Avram Avinu could get Yitzchak out of the house from Sarah without her questioning, hey, where are you going? And Avram having to explain to her, well, I'm going to slaughter our only son. So that clearly would have been an awkward and uncomfortable conversation. So Avram told Sarah that I'm going to take him to Yeshiva Shem Ever to go learn in Beis Medrash. So Sarah said, okay, and that's how he got to the house. So Avram said, well, plan A didn't work out, so at least I should fulfill my word. So therefore he took him to the yeshiva because he told Sarah that that's how he was going to get Yitzchak out of the house in order to get him towards the Akedah. That's the practical explanation. But what is motivating right now? What is going on inside the minds of Avram Yitzchak that now it's time to go to the Beis Medrash after reaching this pinnacle, according to most opinions, the 10th test, the final placement on the apex of Avram's Avodah? Why now? Why is he running to the Beis Medrash? So there are a number of interesting explanations. Rav Shach writes in the Machsheves Musar in Chelek Aleph that Avram saw that it was only through the merit of his own learning was he able to overcome this nisayon of the Akedah. Through years and years and years of Talmud Torah, it trained him in order to push himself and be able to serve Hashem with such mesiras nefesh. And he wanted Yitzchak should also have the same koach, the same dedication to do the ratzon Hashem, so he could overcome his own nisayonos, his own difficulties in life, and therefore he brought him to the yeshiva to learn Torah as well, in order to train his son to continue in the same path as he was able to. Rabban Cutler has a similar idea as well in the Mishnah of Rabbi Aaron, Chelek Aleph. Another beautiful explanation is found in the Meshech Ach, where Meir Simcha Dvinsk, and he explains that Torah completes the Jewish person, Torah completes a person's neshama. And without Limud HaTorah, a Jew can never reach their full potential. You can do mitzvos, and you can do chesed, and give tzedakah, and all wonderful things. But you will never, ever reach your full potential without learning Torah. And he explains that learning Torah has two levels, and it does two things for you. On its most base level, Limud HaTorah is a sur meira. It removes a person from the base physicality of this world, and it takes a person away from the hevelei hazman, the silliness of the world. Instead of sitting and watching another World Series game, another Super Bowl, another sports game, you open up a daf gemara, a sefer, whatever it may be, and that really takes a person away from the silly things in the world and really dedicating himself to what is important and the things that are important in the world around him. But says Rav Meir Simcha, that Limud HaTorah is more than just taking you away from silliness. It actually purifies, and it is inherently good and purifying entity that brings a person closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu and an understanding of Elokus, of godliness. The Torah, says Rav Meir Simcha, is Me'ono Shel Hashem Yisbarach. It is the residence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it is where Hashem dwells. Just like the Shechina rested between the Kruvim above the Aron Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so too the Torah is where a Kadosh Baruch Hu can be found in the same exact way. And he gives two examples of this. He says that we find that tzaddikim who learn in the Yeshiva Shamayla, in the Masifta Deraki, in the Beis Medrash, in the Olam HaEmes, in Shemayim, they continue to learn Torah even though they have no more physicality. Right, a person may say, why does the Vilna Gaon need to sit in the yeshiva above in Shemayim and learn Torah? He already, there's no Yitzhara, He's nothing else to work on. So what is he learning Torah for? So he says that even these people, these neshamas who are sitting in the Masifta Derakia, they don't have any physicality and they don't have any more Yetzirah. But we see that Talmud Torah is more than a Sumeira. It's also something good for the person's neshama, even in the Olam HaEmes. And then he brings a second proof. The Gemara in Shabbos Pei Gimel says that a person should always be involved in Talmud Torah, even B'shas Misa, even in the throes of death. A person should still be trying to learn Torah. Bezos haTorah Adam ki yamus ba'ohel. This is the Torah of a person even when he's dying in the tent. A person should still be learning Torah. So says Rav Meir Simcha, the person that's the Yom HaMisa, there's no more Yetzirah anymore. Why does a person need to learn Torah? What's the point? He's pure. The neshama is about to leave the body. There's nothing else left to do. So Rav Meir Simcha says that even though that Torah is the antidote for the Yetzirah, there's still value in learning Torah because Talmud Torah creates a positive shlemus, a completion and fulfillment for every person who learns it. So he says, with this in mind, I'll explain to you, says Rav Meir Simcha, why Avraham and Yitzchak went to the Beis Medrash. After the Akedah, one could have argued that Avraham and Yitzchak had reached Tachlis Ma'alah Enoshis, their pinnacle of their purpose in this world. There was nothing else to do. They did it all. They put themselves on the line with all of their body, and they were ready to sacrifice themselves for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was no more Yitzhara. Avraham Yitzchak had no more Yitzhara. They had shechted it on the Mizbeach of the Akedah. They were completely Ovdei Hashem, and they had no more issues to deal with. And nevertheless, the Torah tells us that Avraham and Yitzchak went to the Beis Medrash of Yeshiva Shem Ever to learn Torah because they loved the Torah and they loved learning Torah. The Torah couldn't have removed any problems they may have had because Avraham and Yitzchak had no more problems with their midos or anything like that. And Avraham continued on and he sent his son to learn in Yeshiva because that's the message for us. Even after the Akedah and you reached your pinnacle and there's nothing else left to do, you still go back to the Beis Medrash. You still learn because Torah inherently purifies a person through its limud haTorah. Torah does more than keep us out of trouble. Its very learning makes us holier and more refined people who become naturally closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And says Rav Meir Simcha, that's why they went to the Beis Medrash after the Akedah. I just want to end with a third, but a similar explanation to the first two that I saw in the Kol Kisvei of Rav Chil Yaakov Weinberg, the author of Surah Yesh. This is in Chelek Beis on page Kuf Lamed Aleph. This is a drush that he gave in Rosh Hashanah, and he writes as follows. Listen to this. Acharei ha'akedah kach misaper ha'medrash. After the Akedah tells us the Medrash, sholeach Avraham es beno, takeif the Beis Medrash. They went immediately to the Beis Medrash to drop him off in Yeshiva. Mitoch hakara nechona shesham makom moldoso shel ruach Yisrael. Because the Beis Medrash is where the spirit of the Jewish people are born. That's where great Jews are born. Upo mekomo shel olam, this is the place of the world. Lo bechazis el lefnei gemara. The place of a Jew is in front of a gemara. That's the best thing a person could do for their neshama. Hamasmid hu hagibor hayehudi, the masmid, the person who sits and learns Torah, that is the Jewish hero. V'lo hachayal, not a soldier. V'kan anachnu makirim es koach hakesem. We see here the magical powers. Shel gvuras Yisrael, where does it come from? The Beis Medrash. And therefore, they went to the Beis Medrash, says the Sridi Yesh, to show us that that's where true strength lies. True strength lies not on the Akedah and necessarily giving up your life. True strength comes from sitting in the Beis Medrash and learning Hashem's Torah and refining oneself and purifying your neshama and becoming more godly and more divine. That is the best thing a Jew can do for themselves, to sit in the Beis Medrash and learn. And then the Sridi Yesh ends with one last line. And he says, V'ulam hanar tzarech limtza shegam es aviv kishuhu sas v'sameach. The young person also needs to find that his father is also there and learning and also rejoices in learning in Torah as well. He says that's the best thing we can do. Avraham and Yitzchak together, perhaps in the Beis Medrash. It's not clear if Avraham and Yitzchak went together, Yitzchak alone, whatever it may be, that you're sitting in the Beis Medrash, father and son learning, the place where we refine ourselves, the place where we become true Jewish heroes, and the place where we give ourselves strength to overcome nisyonos and to give us the ability to overcome our own difficulties and issues that may arrive as we go forward. Okay.